Blog Talk Radio.
This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production.
He will be wrong. Exactly. Right. Right. So one thing that I learned, you know, back in like high school and probably like junior high was like many of your best coaches were some of the worst athletes, right? Because they had the opportunity to sit on the bench and actually see the game like develop and show up and like we've seen really very few like dominant good players in the NFL, Major League Baseball, and basketball become good head coaches or general managers. Like at the point, yes, John Elway might be an exception, but like now, I don't think he is even considered the general manager. Like I think, who is the 49ers general manager? That white guy that was the safety for the Buccaneers for the longest time. And he played for the Broncos as well. But yeah, so I mean, like he could be an exception too. But like at the I can't remember his name right now either. It's like it is funny, like you can put somebody like he did this and this. What is his name? There you go, John Lynch. He was a hell of, like he was probably the most grittiest safety like I've ever seen. Right, there you go. What's up, Tori? So like my biggest thing is like, what is the big deal about race? Like at the end of the day, I want to go out on a limb and say that I think the Rooney Rule is kind of what is dividing like our culture. Like, you know, we see a little bit of crack, and then you throw a rule like this and saying that you have to interview this guy, like even like he cannot be qualified at all, but you have to interview. It's just it puts a sour taste in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Likewise. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I'm going to tell you that, yeah, we've seen success with like black coaches. Mike Tomlin comes to mind. Mm-hmm. Who is the football coach hire? He is Puerto Rican, isn't he, or something? Middle Eastern, yeah. But
and now
never crosses my mind. Yeah. How about this? I want more fat guys in the NFL. Andy Reid is by far one of the best coaches out there, and he is a fat son of a gun. Give more fat guys. Yeah, there you go. All right. You are, because you are definition of mad man bod slash chode. But guys, we are going to take a quick little break. You have to get on the stepladder for that. But guys, we're going to take a quick little break. On the other side of the break, we got the man, the myth, the legend himself, Big Zen, Ohio State lineman, for his weekly segment. I'm kind of excited to talk to Zen tonight. I get to lead the interview, so it's going to be a damn good one. You guys know that. So we'll be right back here, guys, on the Man Hour. And welcome back to the Man Hour, guys. Michael Buckhatch along with Brandon Combs. We got the man, the myth, the legend himself, Big Zen. Zen, I just saw you doing like 15 deadlifts, man, like right in a row. What was that all about, boss? You're on mute, man. There you go. Yeah. But seriously, like, was that 15 reps on the deadlift that you just did? Oh. Okay. Wow. Good luck with that, man. Yeah, that was some great form, Zen. So, Zen, thank you for joining us here as always, man. Like, I always like talking to you, and I like seeing you grow week to week to week. And, like, you can see the maturity in yourself just growing, just knowing, like, hey, I'm a college student now, right? Like, how does that sound coming out of your mouth? Like, hey, I am a college student. Like, and you just turned 18. Yeah. So I mean, like, obviously, like, we are like friends, like outside of this, and acquaintances or whatever, and like whatever you want to call it. I saw you post something on the old interwebs that the Ohio State got you a nice tablet and an Apple Pen. I mean, that is freaking awesome. I mean, you be prepared to get a lot of free stuff, like just like that. Like, I got remember walking into like my locker like after practice, and there's like 15 pairs of shoes there. Like, have you got any shoes yet, man? Yeah. I mean, obviously that's probably used for classes, right, Zen? Not like FaceTiming and whatnot, right? So you are getting ready to report it sometime this week, right? Oh, there you go. You move into Mars. So what is the most thing you are most excited about once you get up there? Like, what is the first thing that you are going to do once you get on campus and get settled? Yeah, there is something about just like a hot, steamy gym that stinks with like raw, like weight with like 100 other dudes. Like, it just gets the testosterone growing and you want to outwork everybody there. So when does spring practice start? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe when I went there, like my first winter semester, we started conditioning late February, and I think we only had like six weeks of practice, like between March and April, and the end of April was our spring game. Have they told you like, are you guys going to have a spring game and stuff like that? Like me, like obviously with the whole COVID thing happening and whatnot, like, are you guys planning that? Right. So me being a former college athlete myself, like there were certain places that I loved to go. Like I loved going to Lawrence, Kansas, because I knew when I was in the purple and silver, we were going to go into Lawrence and whoop that ass. Which stadium are you most excited to go see, man? There you go. Name drop it. So Coach Smith, our quarterback coach over here at Floyd, he went to like Indiana, and he said the best place that he ever went to was Penn State. They were white. Everybody in the stands wore white, and there's like 150,000 people in there going nuts. Are you a little bit nervous about that at all, Zen? There you go. Combs, any questions? What was the best advice that he gave you? So many people in, like, when you go to college, there are usually like three paths, like people choose, right? They are there to like I'm going to get my degree, I'm going to start my career, like this is the path that I want to go. And then there's other people that like want to like meet their life partner, like their wife and their and all that stuff. Like, I mean, like most football players are there in this sheltered, like, with like the other 100 guys that they hang out with like all the time. Are you going to be a guy that tries to expand and like reach out to other people, or are you going to like kind of stay in your tight-knit little football community that you have? Have you met your roommate yet? I got some suggestions for you off air. So one of the strangest transitions that like I had from high school into college was the fact that I was living with other football players, like just like at that point, and like some of their weird things that they did. Like there was one guy, I was a roommate, like we shared the same room. He was a tailback, and he would walk with the ball everywhere and like switch hands and it's like, hey man, try to punch us out. Like, are you going to be one of those guys that like don't wash your socks because you guys have won like 8 games in a row? You say you're normal, but when you go up there, like, dude, I'm telling you, there are going to be those certain football players that, like, they just stink. Like, hey, man, go take a shower. Like, are you going to be the guy that takes a shower after practice? Come on, Zen. Okay. Don't be that guy. So I mean, like, obviously, like, you have family in the Ohio State area, and you have family down here at Southern Indiana. Has your mom and, like, staff, dad, like, said, hey, we're going to come to, like, every game? Are they, like, what about that? Right. I can tell you, like, being a parent myself, and, like, my kids are, like, starting out to get, like, involved in, like, and, like, stuff like school and stuff like that. Dude, you need to take this, like, with, like, you know, like, this is a blessing that your parents can come to, like, every game and, like, be there and enjoy it, like, embrace it and enjoy it 100%. And just, like, and just a simple, hey, thanks for coming goes a long way. And moms always love hugs in front of everybody. So just keep that in mind. So go ahead. Basically, Zen doesn't care. Zen doesn't care about Wisconsin. Ohio State's going to come into Wisconsin and whoop that Badger ass, right? No doubt about it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Oh, Zen. That is like proposing to your fiance on Christmas Day or Valentine's Day. That is a cop-out gift, man. Like, come on. Like, don't do that. So, before we let you go and get back to your workout and whatnot, have they talked to you about redshirting at all your first year, or are you competing for a starting job? Like, yeah, man, you look great. Your workouts are looking great. You were like the last time we spoke, you were above 300 pounds. So clearly you are ready to start for Ohio State and beat Wisconsin and Penn State. And so you know Trace, right? Trace, senior, played on the team last year, was a senior, dad's a principal. His name slipped out of my mind. Yeah, so we had him on last night. He is a manager for IU, and he said that IU is going to win a Big Ten championship in the next 4 years. Are you going to put a stop to that, Zen? There you go. I mean, hey, you signed me, so you clearly are doing something right. But Zen, as always, thanks for joining us, man. Be safe on that move tomorrow, and enjoy life, man. All right, definitely. All right, guys, that is Zen Malowski. He is an offensive lineman for Ohio State. He is reporting to school tomorrow and camp at the end of February. Well, see, you must be 6 foot tall to be on the sideline, Combs. So. Don't you already real like those 3-inch heels anyways, like everywhere you go? I mean, I'm sorry, man. But guys, we'll be right back here on the Man Hour. On the other side of the Man Hour, we're going to welcome baseball lackey himself, Hoffy, and we're going to talk a little bit of baseball. So guys, we'll be right back here on the Man Hour. And welcome back to the Man Hour, guys. Michael Buckeye, along with Brandon Combs himself, head over to manhourradio.com. Check out the new blog section, the merchandise section, and, of course, check out the past podcast. So if you miss any part of the show whatsoever, head over there right after this, and it'll be uploaded before midnight tonight. I guarantee you that. I don't guarantee that, because sometimes when I get off the show, I'm just ready for bed, to be honest with you. But Combs, we had a great interview with Zen. We have another great interview coming up here at the top of the hour, at the 9 o'clock hour East Coast time. But we have to welcome 5'7" himself, the baseball lackey, the ginger, Hoppy. What's up, man? Oh, they aren't going to get first place to make the playoffs? Man. So, wow. I was going to be nice to you and give softball questions and sign on you, but man, like all of a sudden I feel this anger boiling inside of me, and I just want to like just punch you in the right. I mean, is it weird that we have three genders in one location? This is yeah, I feel like we are breaking some state laws like at this point. But there you go. That's a great point. So you are here to talk some Major League Baseball, and that's exactly what we are going to do. Some big news happened late last night. It was like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning when the alert came across my phone. But George Springer signed with the Blue Jays. Hoffy, I'm going to put this up on a pedestal for you right now. Is it time to put the Blue Jays in this World Series talk with the signing of George Springer? That whole division from top to bottom seems like you could talk anybody going to the World Series like I got a division like at that point. Combs, what are your thoughts on the George Springer signing? Well, at this point, they don't have any money. They spent $160 million on George Springer. Right. So speaking of moves, we are exactly 26 days until spring training is scheduled to start, and there are still some big free agent names out there. Trevor Bauer, that Combs just dropped, that is still out there. Well, when are these guys going to start signing? Because I mean, 26 days is less than a month away, and you don't even have a team yet. Like, who signs first and where? If you're not first, you're like you are last. So like even if you report fake news, like if you happen to be first at one time, I mean, it's all better, right? So Or because they can't stay healthy. Yeah, so speaking of Tanaka, Tori Anderson says Tanaka is probably heading back to Japan. Like, yeah, that's been a big thing. So, like, why do you think he would forego a major league contract to go back to his, like, his homeland to play ball? Just because he misses home or homesick or? Man, I'm ready for bed at 10:30. Yeah. I'm pulling a wide over here. Wait a second. Hold up. Let me try to dissect of what you just said here. You said that Trout signed a long-term deal with Anaheim because he doesn't want to be in the spotlight. Is that what you just said? He is the face of baseball. They do nothing, but still. He was with the Rangers before that, right? Wasn't he? I'm thinking of Hamilton. Yeah, Hamilton. Yeah. Well, I was thinking because like I for some reason I thought Trout was at the drugs, you know, the cocaine, all that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if he was on your team, what decision would you make? Because, like, I think he's a pretty good pitcher. Okay, so what if the NL doesn't have DH, which they're thinking about taking away? Well, I'm just saying, like, what if he was in the NL? There's a lot of seven innings game, though. I couldn't have agreed more that but Tim Leonard brings up a comment here saying back to Otani, the development of a pitcher is different from a position player. Distributing a player's training slash patch endangers a player careers and the franchise's investment. Do you guys agree with that a little bit? And that's why he goes to win games. Ha ha. So what you're saying, Combs, is you are the stereotypical first baseman. You are fat, short, and can't catch, right? Yeah. I played outfield, but my favorite spot to play was get super drunk and play catcher and stand behind the umpire and let him catch the ball. But speaking of getting super drunk and just getting stupid, we talked about this yesterday, but Hoffy, I want your thoughts on this. We talked about Jared Porter and all those text messages that he was sending the female reporter. We found out she is a foreign female reporter now. What are your thoughts about Jared Porter's text message exchanged with himself 63 times? Huh? Why not? Yeah, definitely. I mean, any times like you can just like flop it up like a little bit, you know, like put, like make like a like a little mustache. A1, man. Sorry. There's plenty of guys that would do it for five, right, Combs? So, Hoffy, let's put you on the spot here. Like I said, there's 26 days until spring training starts. And, guys, I do see your comment, and we will address that here in like a minute. Who do you think is going to win the World Series this season? Yes, it's too early. I put you on the spot, but we got to get an answer. San Diego Padres. Combs, put you on the spot too. Let's put Wyatt Williams on the spot. Speaking of bad mistakes, who is going to win the World Series, Wyatt? And that is how you stumble around the answer and not give me an answer. Who wins the World Series? You like the Padres too? Okay. There we go, guys. All right, Hoffy, thanks for joining us, man. We'll have you on next Monday. Mondays with Hoffy and Wednesdays and whoever else. LOL, 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 LOL. It sounds like you're talking like me, Tim. Mets. So, no, I'm just kidding. My bad. But, guys, we are going to take a quick little break, and we will have a moment of silence for Don Sutton. So, guys, we'll be right on the Man Hour right after this. Hello?
Forwarded to an automated voice message.
Mike's thoughts.
Welcome back to the Man Hour, guys. Michael Buckeye, along with Wyatt Williams and Brandon Combs himself, guys. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. We are waiting for Jalen to join us here on the interview. Coming. I'm muted. Welcome back to the Man Hour, guys. Michael Buckeye, along with Brandon Combs and Wyatt Williams themselves. See, guys, I had the music going, so they didn't know that, right? I don't know. But nonetheless, 90 seconds for what? So we are waiting for Jalen to answer the phone here. So, guys, let's go ahead and kill some time until he gets on the phone with us and we can have that interview along with him. Wyatt, you did a call last night, Jeffersonville versus Oldham North, if I do believe. There are some Division I athletes on that court, I'm assuming. Give us some athletes to look out for coming out of that high school.